Evan right now.
Hello, my name is Evan. I'm a senior media digital advisor for Local Splash. How are you doing today?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, Dan. I understand that Maria was qualifying you as well as kind of going over our services. I'm just going to ask a few more questions to make sure we're selecting the perfect package for you and your business needs. Now, I see that you are in Ward, Arizona. Yeah, there we are. And
Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas, Ward, Arkansas. And with that, you're looking at a 10 to 70-mile range.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have, like, a website currently?
No, I don't. Just a Facebook page, and that's it.
Okay, okay, nice. That's a great start. How about, like, a Yelp or anything? Yeah, I see you on Yelp here.
I do have Yelp and Angie Ad.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, great. Yeah, and you've been around here, it looks like, for 1 year, so relatively new. You qualify for establishment, you got 15 years experience. That's fantastic. All right, so it looks like the Platinum package is definitely the best one for you and your needs. It's pretty much a one-stop shop for everything you need on the marketing end. That's going to include putting you on the first page of Google, Yelp, Bing, Apple. Also, we'll create a website for you. We'll also get a, like, management access point. Like, you'll still have ownership of your Facebook, but we will help manage it, as well as we'll run some advertisements on there. Because we've had a lot of success with our clients in the sense that those top four directories that I listed, the Googles, Yelps, Bings, Apples, those are the ones that people go to with the intention to actually search for services like your own. As for when they're on Facebook, they're generally more relaxed, like going through the timeline on their own time. And they'll be actually more inclined with that relaxation to click on an advertisement for a service they know they need. And then they'll go see your services and furthermore inquire, if that makes sense. Yes, sir. And with all of this, it's a great feature that we include a live reporting system. This live reporting system is going to show you a range of statistics to show you actually what we're doing for you. Beyond just going and showing you the leads we're producing for you, it'll show you actually as far as the clicks we're giving you and even the location that those clicks are coming from. So I understand you have a pretty big spread. If you're getting a certain area that you're getting a lot of work from and you'd like to focus in on that area, you'd actually be able to do that because you'd be assigned a management team that you can just contact and they'll take care of all that for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And with all of this, we don't ask for a contract. All we ask for is a 2-month verbal agreement. With that 2-month verbal agreement, we have enough time to actually do everything we say we're going to do, put you onto those first pages as well as get you that uptick in traffic and get you those new jobs coming in. And with that, it's just a discounted month-to-month rate because you are a new business. We can apply that 60% discount at $249 a month, month-to-month.
Okay. I've got to sit down tonight, go over some bills, and look at my finances before I could agree. I mean, it sounds great to me. I just got to see where my money is at because I don't have – I'm a single-income worker right now. My wife isn't working right now. And I do two jobs. I drive a truck for FedEx Freight during the day, and then I do my plumbing on evenings and weekends. So, I mean – I'm not plumbing this evening. I had to take a break for a couple of days. I'm just trying to get my energy back up because I am plumbing a big house at 60 miles from my house right now. Big house. And, it's taking a lot of energy out of me. So, I'm wanting to get to where I can go full time and give up the truck driving because, I mean, it's 5 o'clock and I'm not home yet. I fix a run in here, to the store real quick and then I've got to go to, wash my truck because I'm trying to take some new pictures of my truck for my son, with my son and I, and a lot few other things to try to promote some advertising. Because my 15-year-old son helps me when he's not in school.
Right.
Yeah, and it was suggested to me that hey, since he's a big part of your business, you need to get a few pictures of him. He's not a legal apprentice yet; he's just a helper. You know what I'm saying? But my son is passionate about the job, and he's learning, and the kid is sharp, and he's. He gives me a lot of repeat business because a lot of people love the fact my son's not being lazy and playing video games and he's respectful. So, it's going to be his business one day. So that's what I'm building it toward. But a lot of my money right now has been going toward paying bills that normally I should be building on. And then, just general bills at the house. And then, of course, all my material for these jobs. So, I've got to look at my revenue right now because other than this big house, I'm caught up on all my projects. I don't have any more money coming in for who knows when.
Right.
And, I was telling, her that I do light commercial. I've been getting some contractors out of state that call me up, ask me to go to X, Y, or Z store and, you know, fix this, unclog that, do that. I don't have every tool I need. That's my biggest problem. That's been my big, big holdback. I'm trying to look at getting financing. All the tools I need are like, leak detection locators, et cetera, like that. Stuff is super expensive.
Really expensive.
You know, I'm looking at a couple thousand bucks on any of those.
And right.
That's hindering me right now because I'm having to turn down and pass off work to some friends because I can't do it. Not that I don't want to. I just don't have the equipment to do it.
I don't want
people mad because I come out there and I'm like kick around and I can't do nothing. Okay, here's a such and such service fee. I'm not going to do that to somebody. It's not that laziness. It's just inability to do it right now.
Yeah, that's super honest of you to do that.
I'm giving you some of the cans. And I can't give you some of the cans. So I'm just let me look at my money. I like your price because I've been asking around on what some of this advertising runs, and your price is right there with them. So let me. If she could call me back tomorrow, I could probably make a little bit better decision.
Maybe we could
agree on something.
All right,
but
that
I do like
good,
that in contract because Angie's has been a joke on its
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to deal with them, and that's super honorable. Not only like you're doing this with your son and having a family business, but on top of that, you're actually turning down work for people you know you can't fully satisfy. And that's exactly the type of company we're looking for, is somebody that does actual good work that's reputable that we can put on this first page.
Right. Well, word of mouth, I get, good. It's going to vary $20,000-$30,000 a year just on word of mouth. Without any advertising. That ain't a survive on. I got a $100,000 a year job at FedEx.
Right.
So, I can't give the truck in up just yet, but I'm trying to build. I know what I need. If my wife isn't working, I've got to get to where I'm making $175,000 or better a year.
Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from, and especially if we could get you to the point where you're making that with your own business and you can schedule yourself
that's
as well, pass
that
on.
Well, that's what I mean. $175,000just plumbing alone. And it's out there.
Right.
I mean, and my rates are fair. I'm at $140 an hour. Some guys are going for $150 to $190, I found out. But I'm going to stay fair. I was $125. I had to raise my rates to stay competitive.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, just looking at your area for hits, I mean, it looks like there is over 1,200 searches done just this month for plumbing. So if you just get 1% of that, that's like, I mean, I can't scale your jobs because I'm not with you every day, but I'm sure that's at least like 30-fold of what you'd be spending with this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, see, that's the thing on Angie's. It's a bait and switch thing for me. When, cause right now, I shut down where I'm not paying them. I said, for 2 months in a row, I paid you. I said, I made $600. I'm paying $350 a month. Okay. $350 a month. I said, I'm $100 in the hole. I said,
right.
Yeah. You send me these leads. I said, I reply back to them fast, punctual, on time, unless they do it at 11 o'clock at night, which I've gotten. Then not so much because I'm asleep. But, yes, I respond back fast. I mean, when I'm driving down the road, ding, I get a hit. If I've got a free moment, traffic's not too heavy, I send a quick request for, hey, give me a call. Let's see if we can figure out how best I can help you. And I'm very polite, professional in my demeanor and I know how to spell. So, I'm not looking like, an idiot, So,
right.
But I do all the steps and one in maybe 10
It's sometimes rarely a 2 or 3 in 10, but it's more like 1 in 10, probably my real realistic average. I might get a reply back and I know I'm not going to get every single job. I might be a little bit high.
I might be higher than they're wanting to spend. I know I'm not. I'm cheaper than I need to be sometimes. But, you know, yeah. It is what it is.
And I don't know if you knew this or not, but Angie Leads gives you the same leads that also that anyone else in your area is subscribed to them. So if anyone else has them and is paying for them, they're going to give them the same ones they're giving you.
Yep. No, I know. And I figure that. I mean, but it's like I said, I mean, I get a ding on my app. Like I said, if I'm available right then, I open it, read it, see what's going on. A lot of times people are super vague, and that's the ones I really need to talk to them on, because, I mean, I need to know what you're talking about. What are we, you know, I can't just give you a flat estimate. So I do that and leave my phone number, and, you know, once in a while I get one. That's the only ones that really, really respond quick are the ones that's an emergency. You know, their toilet's overflowing, whatever. Well, hey, if it's 8 o'clock at night, I'm already home. A lot of time I'm done for the day because as much as many hours as I'm working. But if I go full time, I'll start taking those jobs because that's overtime money for me. I don't charge overtime rates when I'm doing this stuff in the evenings and weekends right now because I'm not doing it full time. You see what I'm saying? I know a plumber, he's charging like $350 an hour for anything after 8 o'clock at night.
Right. And, I mean, because at that point,
drag
it's
me
kind
away
of
from
emergency.
The dinner table. Correct. And, it's hard for me. It's tough on me wanting to do that to people, but it's gotta be done. I mean, I gotta do it to stay competitive or I'll cover myself up with so much work. I want to get to where I can hire and get 5 or 6 guys. I have one guy work for me for a little bit. I was doing work with a property management company, but they had some of the crappiest properties I've ever seen. They knew a lot of them really needed bulldozed down. They were bad. they were bad. You'd want to take a shower after each one. It was that bad. I'm nasty.
Nasty bad, places. You know. Yeah. And you're dealing with plumbing at the end of the day. That's not a easy feat to take up, especially with those older places.
Yeah. So I had this boy working on them doing full time. We was helping this company do catch up. They was 160 something calls behind.
My God.
And, but he just wasn't, he just wasn't working out. He wasn't the type of employee I need.
And
you make excuses all the time. He made me money, but he didn't make me a lot of money because he all the time had excuses. And I'm not going to have guys like that. I've got to have people that are going to work for me.
Yeah.
So,
Someone that's actually worth their trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll call me back tomorrow. The next day, I'll have a firmer feeling where my money's at. I'd like to see about what I got to do. You said two-month verbal commitment. So what would I do? Pay $500 to get started? What would
you just pay $249 to get started. And then, got this started tomorrow, it'd be on the 27th. So the 27th of July would roll around, and then that next $249 would be applicable.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what, do you need my email and stuff like that?
Can I go ahead and get your email?
I just couldn't. Yeah, it's Dan Fithen, D-A-N, F as in Frank, I, T as in Thomas, H-E-N, @gmail.com. Very simple.
Thank you.
I need to set a plumbing email page up. I just haven't. There's a lot of things I'm learning as I go.
Yeah, that's with any new business. You just learn as you go. You've got to put on a lot of different hats. It's all part of it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to send you over 4 different emails. The first one's going to be just a link to our homepage, our website, so you can get a nice overview of what we do, who we are, and just encompassing our services. The next one's going to be an actual quote for the package that I'm giving you, and it's going to also have the terms and conditions in there if you want to review that. The second two things I'm sending you are going to be samples. One's going to be a sample of the websites we do, just so you get a good idea on that end. And the next one's going to be a Facebook ad sample, so you can see how professional we make those look as well.
Okay. I've seen other people's ads come across the timer, you know, a few times. And that was a little bit of my inspiration on trying to get some of this.
Seriously, consider just going ahead and signing up for, you know, the Facebook ones. But I like this program a lot better from the sounds of it. Yeah, I would really like to look into that. I went in kind of blind and stupid with a pushy salesman on Angie's, and I'm not going to fall for that again, but I know I've got to do something to stand out. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be working full time. That's the FedEx I work for is up for sale right now. So,
yeah.
Who knows what's
going
to happen there.
Yeah, this is the way to go. I mean, everything's on the internet. Everyone's on the internet. Everyone has a phone in front of them at all times. If you're going to get work in pretty much in any case, it's going to be this. I mean, it's out with billboards and cards of the past. It's pretty much this.
No yellow pages now. I remember when I was a first-year apprentice in 09, I worked with a guy that was had just got his master's, and his phone blew up all day for the yellow pages.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. The modern day yellow pages is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. If you send those over, I'd love to review them, and you'll call me back tomorrow.
What time works for you?
Man, who knows? But I would say anytime after. Who knows? Y'all could even call me kind of early if you need to.
Yeah, just anytime.
After 9 a.m. Okay. I'll say more like after 10 a.m.
After 10. Perfect.
Yeah, because I'm just sitting behind the wheel driving a truck. I've got about a 300-mile run I do. And I get back, and I'm likely going to go do plumbing tomorrow evening. Today I'm not. I'm trying to, like I say, wash my truck and get some personal things done. I'm falling behind on. And then I got to get back on that house, so I don't have to work all weekend. I'm trying to get away from working every single weekend. I'm trying to get my life back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. And definitely with this opportunity just moving forward, once you're managing yourself, you can have some of your life back.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, it's fixing to get noisy. I just pulled up here to the truck car wash. So,
and I'll go ahead and send those out to you. I'll call you up tomorrow.
I appreciate the help.
Yes, sir. I'll call you up tomorrow at 10. I'll also send over everything. The email I'm sending you from is actually my personal email, so if at any time this evening or in the morning you have questions before our callback, go ahead and shoot me an email, and I'll get back to you promptly. Otherwise, I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me today. You have a good one.
Yep.